T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
All right, welcome back. The show rolls on. Show goes on. Let's give a 4-pack away right now to the Renaissance Festival in Quiet Waters Park. It goes now until March 24th. You guys can get your tickets now at renfest.com. It is the 27th annual Florida Renaissance Festival. So call number 5 on the contest line, 786-534-0790. 786-534-0790 gets a 4-pack to the Renaissance Festival, and we'll give another one of those away before the end of the show today.
Originally, when this came up as a promotion,
yes,
to give away tickets to the RenFest, we did come up with the idea, of course, legal wouldn't sign off on this, but we came up with the idea of possibly having you compete in a joust.
I would do it.
No.
I would compete in Night Olympics.
Here. Let me explain to you why you can't do it.
Why?
One, you got these little Gila monster arms. Mm-hmm. It's going to make it difficult to hold the thing.
I don't know.
Joust is right there. Yeah. In fact, it would make it more compressed.
Yeah, I think you might have a leg up, actually.
Dude.
What do you think you'd be best at? The archery? The jousting?
Well,
the sword fighting?
Who knew Robbie would be good at archery?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we went arching.
That's not a thing. Arching is not a thing. Like, that is not the appropriate term.
I'm telling you, man. We should not.
Yeah, Robbie just got up with the Crocs, and he had a weird technique,
no,
too.
No, first of all, he.
Yeah, he. I remember
he
that.
Shot it with his like. First of all, let's be clear. He shot it with an arc, like he was shooting a 3 with the bow.
Yeah, he is the Lonzo Ball of archery.
Yes,
it was so weird. He like imagine you guys ever see like Black Swan Yoga? That's Robbie shooting a bow and arrow. He's like,
it was.
So back to the because the RenFest, they have all the stuff. Like, what would be your
axe throwing?
Axe throwing.
No. Yeah, I watched all this Vikings.
We hit
man.
Each other.
Axe looks like a good weapon.
Really? I golf with a guy who, in his spare time, throws knives.
Oh, well, have you seen, you guys, Howie Mandel was roaming around the building at some point this morning.
Fist bumping everybody.
Yeah,
really?
Of course. I thought about.
Well, no, he doesn't shake hands, right?
No, yeah, he only fist bumps.
And you know what's funny? His entire entourage,
yeah,
they also do the fist bump.
Yeah, because they've learned.
He doesn't have any shakers.
Did you have him on?
Yeah, he's totally going to be on. Tomorrow.
He's coming back tomorrow. Oh. Anyways, but on AGT, they have this husband and wife that they put the woman's on a wheel that she spins around and he knife throws and like misses her and all that stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah. But you think you'd be good at the jousting because you have to ride a horse too. You've done that in your life.
I have done that in my life.
Yeah. I have never ridden a horse.
They're nasty creatures.
I'm not going to say anything about me riding a horse because I don't want to kill anything.
That horse would run away.
Peter would get involved.
If anybody wants, there's a video going viral right now. You guys can see this at 7i the Ticket. I just retweeted it from my account at @Brennan_Tobin. There's this dude who is
for reasons we cannot explain.
He's at the gym with a samurai sword, and he looks exactly like Jonathan Zaslow.
You can't get a close up of his face, so you don't really. But like, basically, if I saw that dude from that far away in the gym, I would think it was Zaz.
No, you would know Zaz if he didn't say hi.
Right. I mean, if that guy said hi to me, then I would know that it wasn't Zaz.
He even's got, but no, like, I know other people do this. Oh, like, bald guy, bald guy, skinny, has like the tight hairline haircut. They're always like, oh, it's Zaz. I'm like, all right, yeah, I get it. I see what you're doing there. This guy, though, he's got like Zaslow's jawline. He's got Zaslow's nose. He's got Zaslow's grimace. It's Zaslow.
He's more athletic,
though. He doesn't have Zaslow's energy, though.
He's more athletic.
Because I've never seen Zaslow do that much.
Well, there's that. But the other thing has to be asked, why is this guy at the gym with a samurai sword?
Notice how nobody's around.
No. No, they're not. Like, he's working out in this Guy Harvey fishing shirt. And I need to know, what is he doing?
He's practicing for Ninja Olympics.
Is he worried about the ninja takeover?
I don't know.
I mean...
So, are we doing...
Maybe he saw...
the Renaissance? What?
Yeah, I want to go. You want to go?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, yeah. We got a busy month ahead, but yeah, we could do it.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
I've been.
Man.
They got the accents. They got some good food.
Maybe we can...
I mean, it's great.
Turkey leg. Can we, I'll bring my mustard.
Oh, they do have the turkey legs.
Maybe we can inquire about the Renaissance Festival coming to us, and we can do some of the events in the parking lot.
The other thing that we... Well, that will never happen because it's illegal, but...
We don't tell them.
But we did talk about the fact that, you know, they all have to walk around with their English accents.
Oh, of course.
At the RenFest.
Otherwise, don't take the gig.
Right, exactly. So I was like, and they really get into... I mean, they get into the part. I was just saying, like, we should have the king and, like, you know, we should have the people over there.
Oh, they have a king?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love the king.
Out at Riptide, they had a booth where they had that thing, mm-hmm. right?
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
They had, like, the challenge. You got to if you hang for 100 seconds, you get $100.
Yes. Yep.
That was cool.
Yeah.
What, hang upside down?
No. Just straight hang. So
just for 100 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that.
I'm sure you could. You weren't plastered at Riptide, so seeing a bunch of drunk people try and do it.
Yeah. It was, I mean,
was hilarious.
Everyone was hammered and thought every bra was like, I can do this. $100, man.
No problem. What they also didn't account for was you actually get dragon breath on you in the midst of it. So once you get to like the halfway mark, they make it more challenging.
Dragon breath. I hang upside down for 5 minutes every day.
To loosen up your spine?
Yeah.
Hang by what?
I have a table.
One of those platforms.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. It's like...
They say hanging is really good for your shoulders, too. Like, if you just want to hang.
But, like, it's one of those things that you strap yourself in and you go, like, that way?
No, you just clamp your feet in and you go upside down.
I'm a little upset right now.
Why?
Because I gave you money to get snacks.
Oh, you wanted to?
I was like, oh, I'll get a piece of crunch. But no, you just went.
Speak up, big fella. It ain't never stopped you before.
You went full in. You just, you were hungry.
You go with the M&Ms. I won't eat the M&Ms.
I only eat the orange and green ones.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Nah, it's like a.
Is this the same one that was on the other day?
Yeah,
same show.
The porn veterinarian office. Yeah.
What?
Beast, you don't eat Intercom M&Ms.
What? Minus one.
Minus one. You said you only eat the orange or green ones. I thought you'd also eat Intercom ones too. The stuff you bleed.
Anywho. What?
This computer just had like this pop-up come here.
Yep.
I feel like it's going to explode.
Might happen. I don't know what's going on in this place. 7 o'clock tonight, the Heat are back in action. After the All-Star break, they're up in Philadelphia taking on the Sixers, who are without Joel Embiid. The Heat, Eric Spoelstra said today during shoot-around that he won't necessarily play Derek Jones Jr. and Goran Dragic, but they are available, and we'll see what happens tonight. Again, tip time 7, pregame show at 6 right here on The Ticket.
Question, if you need more defense, do you go with Derek Jones? If you need more offense, do you stick in Goran for a minute?
Yeah, they're different. So, like,
right? No, but I'm saying, is that how he's going to determine if they're doing fine without them?
Robbie, can you get Spo? Like, he spoke about the Goran Justice thing, and it didn't sound like he's going gung ho with Goran right off the bat.
Right.
We'll get into some of Goran's comments in 15 minutes of Heat, but Spo didn't seem like he was going to this realm where, like, oh, Goran's going to just be right in there and he's taking a spot over. It does sound like they're going to work him in slowly, kind of like they did with Deion and with James Johnson. Like, he's not going to disturb the boat at all. Do you have that, Robbie?
Just break me off a little.
He's, you know, because, like, Spo, you know, he went with the point, like, Goran is very important to them and he loves Goran. You know he loves Goran.
Right.
But he doesn't want to immediately think, oh, he's going to replace Justice's spot and, you know, Goran's going to be full go right away.
That's why I really want us to be patient with it. He's only played 14 games this season. He's missed a lot of time. And we want to make sure that he's making steps forward and not having any steps.
Yeah.
Question.
So, yep.
You got 26 games left.
Yep.
You ain't got time for all that. You trying to get in the playoffs or you're not?
I understand, but, like, if he's not healthy, he's not healthy.
No, I'm not. Look, I get that. That's a whole different story. but saying, oh, we're going to take our time and go slow, right? Why bring him on the trip?
I don't know. Maybe just to get some extra practice time in. And
yeah, especially a one-game road trip.
It's a one-game road trip.
I think they kind of explain that. Like, don't they say it's just kind of a – maybe they want to keep him with the staff, like the medical staff that's there with the team, perhaps?
All right. I mean, I don't like to try to figure it out, you know?
Okay, so Zion Williamson, everyone saw it last night.
He's not traveling with the team.
Huh?
He's not traveling with the team.
No, he's not. He has a slightly sprained knee.
So he's not playing Saturday at Syracuse.
After blowing through his sneaker. I mean, that thing, slipping, that was weird.
I have never seen a shoe split on the bottom.
That's crazy.
But think about it. Think of how much.
Pretty busted.
He's 275 pounds. He can move. Great explosiveness. So when he plants his foot, imagine the pressure he's putting on that tennis shoe.
Yeah, it's kind of like they need to bring in the sports science guy over to Nike and be like, hey, we need to figure out for big fellow over here. How much torque? Because he needs some, like, Back to the Future shoes.
All he needs is a new pair of shoes.
The entire, there was a hush fell over the crowd in the entire state of Oregon last night.
Yeah.
As that shoe exploded. But we'll see what happens. Also, a horrible, depressing story, but it's just out there, is accidentally... last night, Syracuse's head coach Jim Boeheim accidentally ran into a man on the highway. Just to explain the story more, a car got in, not Jim Boeheim's car, but another car got into an accident, kind of spun out, hit off the guardrail, and stopped in the middle of the highway. The passenger got out to, I guess, check on the car, check on his friend, something, and it was dark. It was 11 p.m. at night. Jim Boeheim was riding down the highway and evidently didn't see the man. And accidentally hit him, and he passed away. Boeheim was tested for drugs and alcohol and came back negative. It just seems to be a really unfortunate accident. Right now, it doesn't seem like anything is going to come of that, at least legally, but we'll see what happens. Those are your headlines, man. Wait, I have one more. Sorry.
Yep.
Forgot about this. So you asked if a mayor could pardon someone.
Yes.
The best known example of a mayor pardoning someone and themselves. Got it. 1901. Mayor of Atlanta, James Woodward, was arrested for drunken and disorderly conduct.
Oh.
And he pardoned himself.
Boom. See?
It was in 1901.
It's happened.
By the way.
Precedents.
Got a little
in legal situations, they always talk about precedents.
Absolutely.
Got a little update on this bar. The bar rotates. It's not just sitting still.
Yeah, that's
and
the other thing.
And you can't regrip. So they make it a
little trickery.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to make your forearm start burning if you have to like continue to try and regrip too. That's no joke.
I could do
it. You think you could?
Tell the Renaissance people to bring the bar.
They do. They have that as like a traveling thing.
Bring the bar!
There was only two greens in this M&M's pack. There's 700 blues.
That was one. Me and my uncle, for some reason, we were at my grandmother's house.
Right.
And we decided to speak ye old English.
What?
Just to mess with her. And she got so pissed. Don't even know why.
How mad would people be if we did 15 minutes of heat and just ye old English?
We would get pissed at you.
Well, join with me. Join the party. You know you want to.
My last name is London.
15 minutes of heat is next!
And now, it's time for 15 minutes of your Miami Heat!
All right, 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance, and by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game with 4 South Florida locations. There's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more information. The Heat back in action tonight. 7 o'clock tip off against the Philadelphia 76ers. Goran Dragic back with the team. But I guess the big news with that is also what's going to go down with Justice Winslow. And practice was going down during our show yesterday, but these quotes came out from Justice on what he thinks Coach will do with the whole thing. So here's what he had to say. All right. He said, quote, The whole me Goran point guard thing, I'm not too worried about it. Goran, he's established himself in this league, in that role. You know, obviously there's been times in his career where he's been off the ball, still being a point guard, but off the ball. Coach is going to do what's best for the team, but I feel going forward, just period, I'm a starter in this league. Not even sure what position, but I've been playing great at the point guard position. I just feel like I'm a starter in this league and just keep getting better every day, but I don't know how this is going to shape out. Winslow culture.
Hashtag Winslow culture.
I would say that was some passive, aggressive,
mm-hmm.
Subliminal messaging shenanigans.
How do you, listen.
He's right.
Well, question.
He's right.
He is right. But how do you think that goes over in the locker room?
I mean, everybody else. Everybody else has done it. This is kind of the first time if you even call this rocking the boat. If you even call this rocking the boat, it's really just
is it rocking the boat?
It's just saying how much you believe in yourself.
No. Here's where it gets tough. Okay. You can't be the coach that talks about earning your minutes, and when the guy earns them, not give them to him.
I agree.
So from that standpoint, he's justified in saying what he's saying because he basically said, look, where I am now on this team, I earned it with my hard work and with my production.
And I think we do think that's the best position for him.
You think?
Point guard, yeah.
Well, simply because here's why it is. Okay, and this is more important. That with the two of them, Goran can play off the ball, Winslow can't.
Yes.
Not as well. I'll put it that way.
I don't think you're using all of Justice's assets. Like, I think it's gonna come out like Justice is gonna end up being a better playmaker than Goran as far as creating for others in addition to scoring.
He doesn't like slower though. You know what I mean?
He's a big point guard.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like when you think of, you know, Goran darting and in and out.
The iron shoulder.
Right. Winslow is just kind of like, you know, so, I mean, different, you know, he's right with what he's saying. And sometimes.
He did say off the ball twice on Goran. Like,
it's true.
Playboy.
Is it true?
I mean, it is true. Goran has success off the ball. I mean, most.
He started his career off the ball.
Yes, but his best offense is when he just goes downhill. Yeah. Right.
I mean, yeah.
Here's the question. Goran has an opt-out in the summer. Do you think that if the Heat go in the direction of playing Justice, do you think that'll sway Goran not to come back?
No.
It's $19 million.
Let me explain something to you. Like, you can tell you're a big Heat fan. You know what I mean?
Why do you have that grin on your face?
Because you're saying, if we play Winslow, we can get Goran to opt out.
I don't mean it like that. Then, I really okay. I don't want right. it to come off all like right, that.
But that's how you do things.
I don't mean it to come off like that because I think Goran's been a good Heat player. And I think one of the things is, like, you know, people, two first-round picks for Goran Dragic. It's like, yeah, you guys, we were all dancing sans pants when that deal went down because we thought it was going to be with Bosh and Wade. He's been a good Heat player.
Right.
Goran Dragic has been a very, very good Heat player. But I do wonder if they're going to be in the situation where all these guys want to play. You know, he left Phoenix. He asked for a trade because there were too many point guards and he felt like they were being dishonest. I don't feel like he thinks the Heat are being dishonest here. I just think that if he sees kind of the writing on the wall and he's like, all right, like if Justice is going to be the guy, do I want to stick around here in that role? Or seeing what his body's gone through, does Goran look at this situation and say, maybe I come back, maybe I re-sign and do like something like a longer term deal with, you know, less money for next year and I take a bench role or something like that? Because
it seems like a lot of Goran's decisions help the Heat out. That's what I'm getting at.
Not necessarily. I mean, he could also go and get another contract somewhere else. I'm saying, like, do you think in this situation, if he sees the writing on the wall, let's just take it from that standpoint. If he sees the writing on the wall and he thinks that Justice is going to be their guy and he has the opportunity to opt in to, I think, $19 million or opt out and then try and go find himself a new deal. I don't feel like it's crazy to think Goran Dragic could go get himself a nice 3-year deal somewhere.
I don't think it's a reach, but what if he gets 3 years, $30 million? He can get 1 year, 19.
I think, yeah, that's kind of him rolling the dice. Do you think he's put those feelers out for, I guess that's his agent, right? His agent would have put a, like, what would you guys pay Goran Dragic next year?
I mean, 3 years, I mean.
Do you think he'd get like
keeping
3 years?
The money shrunk up.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, you know.
Ooh, what if this? What if the New York Knicks don't get Kyrie Irving and then they go pay Goran Dragic like $60 million?
So
what?
Who they gonna pay him $60 million? Who he's gonna play with?
KD.
Like he's the backup plan. Like Kyrie's like, oh, psych, I'm going to Boston, sucker.
You think KD is gonna still go to
New York? Yeah, I think this is kind of like a LeBron, I'm just gonna go there thing. We'll figure it out.
All right.
Do you think he's going there regardless of Kyrie is there?
Yes. Yeah.
You say still
too much. Too much noise. Too much noise.
Where there's noise, there's sound.
Yes. And no?
Like where there's smoke, there's fire?
What have we been
where
like,
there's noise, there's sound.
Like KD, I think we all looked at the Golden State thing. We're like, he wasn't gonna do that because he lost to them. Like he wasn't gonna make that move. This one seems super obvious. Just like LeBron's did. Like, oh, he's never gonna go back to Cleveland. They got that crazy owner who had the
KD's,
racist letter.
KD, like why the New York tie?
Because it's kind of like the last, it's like the last great basketball task left to go win for the New York Knicks. It's kind of like going to win for Cleveland.
Man, there's a lot of people that don't like Goran. I wouldn't pay
a lot of Goran haters.
I wouldn't pay Dragic anything over the mid level. Now Leroy's taking out Goran, which is not true. Goran, sorry as hell, he's broken down by Felicia.
Damn.
Right.
I'm just asking the question. I think it's just more of a question of playing time. Like, I don't see Goran as, I don't know. I don't know if I see him as the type of guy that's going to be like, you know what? I just
First of all, he's only played 14 games.
Yes.
So if he opts out, who's going to pay him?
I think someone will pay him.
Well, just, I mean, people.
He's a good player.
Tobin said, if the Knicks don't get Kyrie, they're going to get desperate.
There's going to be a lot of,
they're going to overreach.
The Clippers, the Knicks, all these teams, they can't go and give all their money to Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Kyrie Irving. Like, those are going to dry up, and and someone's probably going to partner up together.
What if Kyrie does go to New York, and then Boston needs a point guard?
They got a bunch of point guards there.
They need it, but
they almost went to the finals without
foreign.
They almost went to the finals without Kyrie
is.
Last year.
You know what Goran is?
Get your slutty eyes off of Goran Dragic. You got enough white players.
You know what Goran is?
Yeah, he's the type of skin tone Boston likes. A lot.
Goran is a top 15 point guard.
Goran, I like this guy. Dragic.
Ugh. I don't want that. Yeah, I'm just asking. It's just a question of playing time. I guess it's all going to, I mean, we're going to end up seeing what's going to happen, but.
I don't think he'll opt out.
Do you think he's going to stay no matter what?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, now, you know, the Heat could also go ask him, hey, opt out, we'll give you
the make good
3 years, $15 million. Get a little cap space.
3 years, $15 million, that's it?
15 a year.
Oh, yeah.
So they get like a little relief.
Well, 3 years, so 3 years, 45.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think they'd just say, hey, let's do this year, big boy.
Really?
Yeah, I think it would have to be something like 336, something like that. Like it'd have to be.
What's the difference in 336? Is
like $12 million a year. I think they would go that route.
The difference is $3 million a year.
Or even less. Because like, you know, Andy's going to be out there with his spreadsheet and he's going to be like, well, you see $12 million here is really like, it's like $19 million in Chicago. And he's like, Andy, I don't believe you. No. Hear me out. It's like, hey, man, you got that fuzzy math, but I can buy a lot of suits from Kenny. Happy wife, happy life.
I got to tell you, that commercial
is amazing. I know. Anyway, hey, LeBron James.
Oh,
here
God.
We go.
Here we go.
No. Oh, by the way, I have an official answer from the mayor's office.
Yes.
No. They cannot pardon.
Maybe here.
No, it was.
I just read a story about the mayor of Omaha does have a pardon power.
In 1901?
No, no, this was more recent.
Okay.
All right, so.
I mean, should you be electing a guy mayor if you have to worry about whether he can pardon himself?
Well, I don't think you should be electing a guy mayor, and we're talking about a story in Port Richie where he not only was could not practice medicine anymore.
Yeah, he went down like the Terminator.
But also when the SWAT team came to his house, he started shooting. Because he may or may not have been on drugs.
So, you know LeBron James's show, The Shop? Are you guys aware of this show?
I never watched it, but I know he sits
in a bar. It's a good show.
I know it's there.
It's a good show.
Wait, you watch a LeBron show?
Yeah, I've watched every episode.
You really are hate watching, aren't you?
No, you know what I like my favorite part of the show is? Mm-hmm. I love Maverick Carter because as soon as LeBron gets too controversial, Maverick Carter's like, all right, next topic. He's there just to protect the brand. That's my favorite part of the show. When LeBron's like, and we got this present. Next question. Hey, we got to make Space Jam. Everyone's got to go to Space Jam, LeBron. He's like, yeah. And then he's got these owners with that mentality. All right. How about your favorite dunk? It's Maverick Carter, the whole show.
He just, plays defense?
Whenever LeBron is getting into too hot of water, he's just like, yeah, you were MJ.
He just yells out a topic.
He just throws out a topic.
So, the next episode.
I think more people need a guy like that in their life.
Me.
Yeah.
Me!
So the next episode is going to feature Anthony Davis.
Tampering.
Wait a minute. How is that not tampering?
Nah, it's just a TV show. It's his show.
Oh, my
God. It's just goodness. Him, Maverick.
Is Rich Paul, like, on the side?
No, Rich Paul. Maverick's there.
Not on the show, but, like, just standing on the side of the set.
This actually looks like a good show. Guess who's out? You know who else is on the show? Antonio Brown.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yep. You got Antonio Brown, Jamie Foxx, Meek Mill, 2 Chainz, and Jared Carmichael. Oh, man. That is, and it's going to air on March 1st on HBO.
And Magic will also be around.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's going to be like, come on. Have your dad send another text. Boston's so racist. All right. Today on The Shop, first topic. Most racist sports cities. Anthony, let's start with you. I say Boston. What say you? He's like, well, I have heard Boston is pretty racist. He's like, yeah, Boston is super racist. I would hate playing in Boston. What about you, Antonio? It's like, well, I'm not going to lie. Pittsburgh got pretty racist at the end with their support of Ben Roethlisberger over me, but nobody's more racist than Boston. All right, next topic. What do we think about people who can't say their R's? Oh, if you can't say your R's anywhere, like, you mean like people from Boston? Oh, yeah, can't be around them. It's just too annoying. The Shop. The hell out of my face. Imagine Maverick, they call him Maverick Carter. No, no. All right, next topic. All right, Magic or Bird? Oh, obviously Magic. Magic. I say me too. Who said that? Oh, that's totally not Magic Johnson over there. It's not? Yeah, so we're all in agreement, Magic over Bird. This is The Shop.
Hey. What goes on? Who's working? You got the little mice up there working overtime,
like,
today?
Yesterday, you definitely had something going on. And today, it's gotten worse. Like, are you not taking your meds or something?
What are you talking about?
Like a vitamin?
That's The Shop.
Some sort of vitamin deficiency?
You don't think that's how it's going to go? They're not going to be all anti-Boston topics? You think they'll throw in, like, a Knicks to just throw them off the scent? Like,
listen.
I mean, it is the Mecca.
Like, at some point, you had 10 sandwiches in your picnic basket, and it's been slowly decreasing. Like, yesterday was, like, only 7. Today, you only have, like, 5.
He broke the seal, so Robbie ate 3 of them.
Yeah.
So you're saying, Boo Boo and Yogi Bear stole my picnic basket? Hey, Boo Boo. Does it sound any better?
Talk for a second.
So, I found out that the mayor can't pardon you, which is bummer.
This mayor.
Miami mayor can't pardon you. So, that's delightful. I think it is better.
I think
maybe we should get rid of those things.
Well,
and just get like the foam ones, you know, like.
Yeah, but those collect stuff too. Then you can't wipe them off.
Yeah, but they're like $4. How much can I get those on Amazon right now? Those foam care.
Oh, that's another thing. So remember how I told you that David Amendola wanted to fight me in a parking lot?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Also, something that made him weird is that he used to bring his own mic screen into the studio every show. You know how we bring our own headsets?
Yeah, like a germaphobe? Is that why?
I don't know why.
Interesting. So you made fun of him for that?
No, I didn't make fun of him for that. I just thought it was weird.
Interesting.
Anywho.
Anyway, it does sound better.
It does.
I'm glad and happy.
That's weird. Why would that just make the difference?
Because it shakes, man. It's a tinny sound. That's why.
Real quick. So, you know, McClatchy, the parent company of the Miami Herald, has basically been offering a bunch of writers either early retirement or get the hell out of town. Two notable ones. One, Carol Rosenberg, who is not a sports writer, but she covers all of the Guantanamo stuff. She got hired by the New York Times, so that's good for her. But Clark Spencer, out.
No. That sucks.
Covered the Marlins for a long time, man.
Yeah, he did. Man. OG.
OG Marlins, man.
That sucks. Blame Marlins. They've been so bad that they don't need to be covered.
Well, no. Well,
I'm kidding. Yeah, I don't need the particulars.
Yeah, so. Well, that's actually got it. That's like basketball, I guess, too. But, like, that's actually a game every day.
Right.
You got stuff. Clark was awesome.
Yeah.
So. He'll have a few. He's really good.
He is.
He's really good. So yesterday, Zion Williamson, he exploded his shoe. Some of the fallout from this, you had Barack Obama, who said Zion Williamson seems like an outstanding young man, as well as an outstanding basketball player, wishing him a speedy recovery. And then you had Donovan Mitchell, who pointed out, again, let's remember all the money that went into this game, and these players get none of it. Now Zion gets hurt. Something has to change at NCAA. And Luka Doncic,
hello.
He weighs in.
Oh, yeah. Don't play. Don't go to college.
Go play in Europe.
Didn't he sign when he was 13?
Yeah, and he's also said that scoring in Europe was way harder than in the NBA, which I'm a little worried about because Leonard Fournette tried that in the NFL, where he's like, oh, NFL's going to be easy.
Speaking of scoring in Europe, you know who's was on the front page of the Greek sports page this morning because he's blowing up in the Greek league or in Greece?
His brother?
Briante Weber.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So how hard can it be to score in Europe if he's...
Yeah, because scoring is not his thing here.
What Brandon Jennings did. He went to Europe instead of playing college ball.
Goodness.
I mean, yeah, but...
Starbury?
It's one thing to go to Europe. Luka Doncic won the European Championship.
That's true.
With Gogi.
At 19.
Yeah, he's 19.
He's 19.
He's 19.
How does that work if a European comes over? Does he have to wait until his class?
No.
I think you do.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
You have to be at 18?
Whether you're a pro or not, you can't get into the NBA draft until your class is eligible.
You might be right. I don't know that. I know that they can...
But he at 19, he was obviously eligible because he was a year out of...
Okay, but he'd been a pro for 6 years.
Was he a pro or was he just with their program? Because, you know, in Europe, they do you go to academy at the team, basically. Same thing with soccer.
I do think this. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's had such a success this year. I do wonder if Luka is going to break some of, the Euro stigma. Because,
good with the best.
Let's be honest. That dude should have been number one. He should have been. And I think the only reason he wasn't is because people are like, is he already at his ceiling? He's 19. Is he already at his ceiling? You know, what's he going to translate into? But, I mean, we all saw Luka play with Goran. This guy looked like a tremendous basketball player.
He was sensational.
So, if he's doing that and he is turning into this, is there any thought to, maybe these guys should go to Europe for a year? Maybe they should go and develop over there instead of G League at a professional, crazy level of competitiveness? Or is the culture just too different?
I know I've listen, I know a bunch of guys that I covered when they played for the U that went over to Europe and had a ton of success playing basketball over there, and they all adapt. Like, all those teams, like, do a great job of trying to integrate Americans into what's going on over there, because obviously they like them coming over and the talent. So yeah, I can see that as a thing.
Because, like, nothing's hidden anymore. This is a much smaller sports world than it used to be. Like, you got crazy people like you watching soccer at 5 a.m. on a Saturday.
Correct.
All the digital platforms, like, it's all available. You can watch every G League game if you want to. It's not, if you're going to go to Europe, if you're awesome, I don't think you're really going to get lost in the shuffle. Like, you don't necessarily need to be on Duke at UNC on a Wednesday night in prime time. People will still find you if they want to. It doesn't feel like there's any sports secrets anymore, or there shouldn't be.
I mean, if you play in a different country, there is.
Even now?
Yeah.
Like, because,
look, everybody knew Greg Jennings was going to Europe. They made a big announcement. Brendan Jennings. And he just kind of disappeared for a year or two.
I will say this. If you blow up somewhere, it doesn't matter where you are. Like,
yes.
You're gonna be found.
Yeah, but a lot of these kids go to Europe. They don't play like they come off the bench. They don't play like you think.
Yeah, but even Brendan Jennings, that was what, 10 years ago almost.
Yeah, it's different now, man.
I mean, there's so much sports all over the. I can't keep up with it, man. DAZN, ESPN Plus. You could have all these platforms to broadcast stuff.
I don't see very much European basketball on TV. Sorry.
ESPN Plus, though, like, I'm telling you, if people want to watch, like, Zion was a big deal going into college.
Yes.
Right.
If Zion was like, I'm going to go over to Europe and play, I think people would tune in to watch him over there. Or somebody of his
Well, it would be
if
the
Vernon
same thing.
Vernon Carey's kid went to go and play in Europe.
My family turned on the Duke-North Carolina game last night for one reason, and that's just to watch Zion.
Like, yeah.
They don't care about college basketball other than the Gators and the Canes.
No, March Madness. That's it.
Well, that too, but even but, yeah.
I'm gonna bring my iPad in there that weekend.
Last night in my house, my son, who's 11, and my wife, who don't normally watch college basketball just because it's on, we're like, Zion's on, let's put it on. Like, so it wouldn't matter what game it is. Like, if Zion were playing for Team Turkey and they were on ESPN, we would put it on.
And there's still a level of Zion where it's like it's a man amongst boys. Imagine if you got to watch Zion against men. Like, dudes who are a little older than him, and the challenge of what that could do for his development. And he gets paid. They pay him so much. Oh, the Greek fortunes. Oh, the Slovenian tycoons.
By the way, there's a lot of jokes going around because everyone just discovered that the shoe that Zion was wearing is the Paul George.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's not going to be good for sales, PG. Also, not going to be great that he out earns you in shoe contract next year.
And there was actually a whole article. I was just reading it.
Does Paul George? Do you think he gets he probably gets a shoe bonus if he wins MVP?
No, he probably. I bet you he has a contract for $50-60 million.
It was specifically the PG 2.5, and it's according to Nike, the PG 2.5 is designed for the game's most versatile players. It's light yet strong with a supportive strap and comfortable cushioning. It responds to every fast, focused step.
Scratch over that supportive thing.
It's worn by players like Wendell Carter Jr., Rodney Hood, Ben McLemore, D'Angelo Russell.
Can you wear a shoe with somebody else's name on it?
Yeah, if you don't have your own shoe deal.
I wore Jordans to play a football game.
That ain't the same. Jordan's like a brand amongst itself.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like, if you play basketball right now.
I mean, like, but Jordan.
Tyler Johnson wore Lee Ning's.
Yes, he did. But they're not. Did he wear, like, D-Wade's?
That would be kind of awkward.
SB Nation went digging through the comments on the official Nike website and found some people that commented about the shoe exploding on them.
What about it?
It does it. It's done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, this is a recurring issue?
Yeah, it's happened before.
Yeesh.
Bad news.
They're not, like, making they're not making Nike shoes in the same place where they're making, you know, all the other shoes,
No,
right?
let me explain something to you.
And you know what I mean by that? Like,
where the shoes have gone.
Yeah, the Nike shops.
Oh, in China?
Like the 9-year-old girls?
Yeah. Like, when it comes to an athlete shoe.
No,
like,
yes.
Do you think LeBron shoes are getting made in Nike headquarters?
Yes. No. No. They're all getting made at the same spot. But what you need to understand is that what has changed in all athletic shoes is everybody wants to get the same support but make the shoe lighter. so you could be more athletic. And at some point, it's so light that it has no support. That's what's killing Under Armour. I love Under Armour. I can't wear their shoes. They're so light, my foot rolls around it. So the rubber, that they're almost using like a styrofoam. It's not even like rubber. It's so light. But when you plant your foot gives, or the shoe tears.
Hmm.
And that's the problem that all these shoe companies are having.
What was Paul George injured himself wearing his own shoes?
I would guess so.
I don't know if he had shoes back then.
Yeah. That was, what, 3 years ago?
It was like 3 years ago. I don't know.
We're only on 2.5,
yeah, on two, so maybe not.
Not.
Mm.
They probably were like, damn, we thought he was going to be with the Lakers. Oklahoma City shoes. Greek Freak's going to get his own shoes too, right?
That's, you know,
gonna
what happen.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like now, you used to have shoes. Your shoes used to be for your team. Now they just wear whatever color shoes with their uniforms. They don't necessarily match.
Like, yeah. Wade teams. Will be out there with like yellow shoes.
Right. Yeah.
I like it.
Right.
I like it.
Individuality. Bam gets those custom. Custom designs.
The whole point of it was when you wore that player's shoes, it was the shoes of the team.
Right. Like I remember having the Larry Johnsons, and they were the Charlotte colors.
Right.
Yeah.
I had McGrady's.
They were the Orlando colors, right?
Yeah, they were. They were black and blue. Those are comfy shoes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.